Feds ask Texas to help with Del Rio Bridge detention camp crisis. By Bob Price on September 16, 2021. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials requested help from Texas officials to stem the growing humanitarian crisis in Del Rio, where more than 9,000 migrants are detained under a bridge. Texas Governor Greg Abbott responded by sending additional DPS troopers and National Guard units to shut down 6 ports of entry and stop the caravans from overrunning our state. The sheer negligence of the Biden administration to do their job and secure the border is appalling. I have directed the Department of Public Safety and the Texas National Guard to surge personnel and vehicles to shut down 6 points of entry along the southern border to stop these caravans from overrunning our state, Governor Abbott said in a written statement. The border crisis is so dire that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection is requesting our help as their agents are overwhelmed by the chaos. Unlike President Biden, the state of Texas remains committed to securing our border and protecting Americans. Border Now heard from sources last night that there's 6,000 illegal immigrants under this international bridge in Del Rio now. Chatter about another 20,000 on the way, unconfirmed. Mostly Haitians, some Cubans, Venezuelans. Most transported to BP station, processed, released. pic.twitter.com/mk3e1do7of. Charlotte Cuthbertson, at Charlotte Cuthbo, September 16, 2021. In response to an inquiry from Breitbart, Texas on Thursday morning, CBP officials said, the Border Patrol is increasing its manpower in the Del Rio sector and coordinating efforts within DHS and other relevant federal, state and local partners to immediately address the current level of migrant encounters and to facilitate a safe, humane and orderly process. CBP officials claim that drinking water, towels, and portable toilets are being delivered for the migrants to use while being detained under the Del Rio International Bridge. However, videos and photographs of the bridge area do not show portable toilets in adequate numbers to serve the more than 9,000 migrants currently in detention under the bridge. New, another stunning image from our Fox News drone team showing the situation at the International Bridge in Del Rio, Texas, where a law enforcement source tells me there are more than 8,000 migrants waiting to be processed by Border Patrol after crossing illegally into the U.S. pic.twitter.com/opay70nbnt. Bill Mulligan, at Bill Fox Law, September 16, 2021. Officials also claim, to prevent injuries from heat-related illness, the shaded area underneath Del Rio International Bridge is serving as a temporary staging site while migrants wait to be taken into USBP custody. But videos and photographs show the numbers of migrants being held in the bridge area have far exceeded the capacity of the bridge to provide shade. Officials also claimed that the vast majority of single adults and many families will continue to be expelled under the CDC's Title 42 authority. And those who cannot be expelled under Title 42 and do not have a legal basis to remain will be placed in expedited removal proceedings. They did not say how many of the mostly Haitian migrants fall under these procedures. Breitbart, Texas asked CBP officials how many portable toilet facilities are currently available for the detained migrants. A response was not immediately available. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart, Texas border team. He is an original member of the Breitbart, Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.